Macmillan Audio presents The Finder by Colin Harrison. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Three girls in a car at night, on their way to the beach in Brooklyn. Two are Mexican, about 19 or 20, young and pretty, like a lot of Mexican girls you see in New York City. Straight black hair, soft faces, a sweet-eyed optimism not yet destroyed by labor. Dressed in identical blue service uniforms with CorpServe patches on the breast, they are nestled in a Toyota two-door subcompact as it flies along the Belt Parkway. The rattling, uninsured car is 15 years old, carries expired Georgia plates, and has a market value of $125. In New York City, you can always buy a car like this, and you can always sell one. Who cares about the paperwork? That's for people who have big money to lose. These Mexican girls have no money. They work cleaning offices in Manhattan. Their day begins at 7 p.m., so the hour now might be 5 in the morning, just before dawn. They go out afterward almost every night, a way of saying this work is not yet destroying us. A few minutes sitting in the car at the beach, then they'll swing back to the house on Avenue U, where they live with 9 other people. Why drive?
The subway, it don't go where we live.
And the bus, it takes, like, forever. So the girls drive. Often they will smoke a little pot some boys gave them and giggle. Open the car's crack.